Joe Siddle joins us now. You can follow him on Twitter, at Siddle Joe. Joe, thanks a lot for doing this. Before we talk about Melvin Upton, you called the game last night. How dominant a performance was Aaron Sanchez? Every pitch was working, two infield hits, just another incredible performance by this guy.
Yeah, good morning, Joe. Aaron was excellent again, and we're just kind of getting used to this. It feels like we're watching a 10-year Major League veteran out there when he toes the slab every 5 days. He used all three pitches again, and you're right, and throughout the broadcast, I brought that up a few times about Russell Martin behind the plate. I don't think that can be understated because you've got a young kid on the mound really coming into his own as a starting pitcher. And what better than to have a guy like Russ back there guiding the ship? And when I say that, there's a couple situations. He threw one curveball, and he kind of pulled it, yanked it into the ground. A lot of times, if you don't have that experience behind the plate, the next pitch, they'll go right to the fastball. But no, you know what Russell did? He went right back to the curveball, and he threw a great one. And those are the things now that all of a sudden Sanchez corrects it in one pitch. So first of all, that's a credit to him and how far he's come. But now he's very confident with his curveball again for the next time you call it. Those are the little things I look at throughout the course of a game. So I don't think what Russ does can be unnoticed at all. But Aaron's been great. The fastball, he's very aggressive with it. He's been good both sides of the plate. And the one thing we've seen a lot this year, too, is he will elevate it at times to go back down with that power sinker or the curveball and changeup. The changeup's been a nice little pitch for a third pitch. So it's going on. The curveball, I keep saying, it's a knee buckler. It's just, I think, when hitters, especially seeing him for the first time, it's a lot to handle. And we saw that last night in the Padres lineup.
And a guy, look, he scatters three hits, allows two earned runs or fewer in all but one of his 10 starts since the beginning of June. And as I said before you jumped on with us, he's now in the Cy Young conversation. And the Jays tonight, again, facing the Padres at the Rogers Center. Stroman on the mound, 8-4. And Andrew Cashner, a guy that's been in all kinds of different trade conversation, is on the mound for the Padres. Of course, you can check out Blue Jays Central with Campbell and Zahn, 6:30 on Sportsnet Ontario, and the game on The Fan tonight at 7 o'clock as well, and Sportsnet Ontario 4K now, so if you want to check it out and see it in beyond HD. But on the radio, of course, Jerry Howarth, Wilner, and this man that's on with us right now, Joe Siddle. And Joe, if you look at Sanchez's, I guess the quality start stat is to me the one that is the most impressive from the standpoint of, as you said so aptly, this guy is pitching like a savvy seasoned veteran. And I guess coming out of the bullpen and being put into some high leverage situations helped him last year. But now that he's put on, and again, you can speak to this because you were in the majors. He put on 20 pounds of muscle. I was talking about this yesterday. This isn't lying on the couch eating ice cream and cheeseburgers. This is work to put on 20 pounds of muscle. How much of a difference, we can see it on the field, but in your mind, is that really the most important factor as to why this guy is able to pitch the way he is?
Well, I think it's one of the factors. There's probably several contributing factors, and I think that part of it, I've gotten to know Aaron now over the last couple of years, and first of all, this is a very confident young man. And I know when you have stuff like he has, there's every right to be confident. When he talks about his off-season workouts, and I talked to him at length in spring training about this, the big thing with adding that muscle, first of all, he's got a big frame. He's 6'4", so he wears it very well. A lot of times you talk about people putting on 20 pounds, it'd be really noticeable. But when I walked up to him in spring training, I joked with him. I said, he went from a little boy to a man over the winter, and that's basically what he is now. He is a man, and when he put that weight on, he talked about how it helps his delivery, how it really solidifies his core. And when you put on that strength, you're in total control now of your delivery. And what do you hear pitching coaches talk about all the time is repeating that delivery. And I know it's a term we hear a lot, but it's so important. And when you're a power pitcher like Aaron, sometimes, and I can imagine, I didn't see him coming up through the minor leagues, I wasn't here yet, but I can imagine what he was. He was probably lots of limbs flying everywhere, because I've caught a lot of guys like that coming up through the minor leagues. And it takes time to figure it out when you're a big guy like that, not to mention a power guy. So it took him time to figure it out, and boy, has he ever. But putting that weight on, I think, has certainly helped. But I think the second thing, which is very important also, is experience. He's gaining more and more experience. And you touched on it, the time that he spent in the bullpen. But I think last year was critical, too. Before his injury, the time that he spent in the rotation, I remember talking to him when he came back from his injury and he was in the bullpen. But he talked about several different times where he now, I know as a catcher, what we do is we try to read swings. We read approaches of hitters, and we adjust accordingly. You're still going to pitch to your strength as a pitcher, but you also want to attack sometimes the hitter's weaknesses. And he talked about facing an Evan Longoria and how he pounded him away with that two-seam fastball, and Longoria made an adjustment in his next at-bat. Well, guess what he started him off with? he went curveball. So you're trying to watch, and this is again huge from a young pitcher to be noticing this stuff. So that's what I mean by experience. So I think really the whole package has really come together for this young man. He's very difficult to square up as a hitter because now he has three weapons. Tougher hitters to guard against 94 to 97 with movement, and then now he's got that knee-buckling curveball, and he throws in that changeup as well.
The phone lines are open, 416-870-0590, 1-888-666-0590, or *590 on your Rogers cell phone. We want to know what you think of the Melvin Upton deal, and is it a deal that the Jays needed to make? Are you happy? Are you nervous? Are you confused? I like the deal. I think that anytime you can add a guy that can play all three outfield spots, look, he's a big ticket. A third of his salary, $16 million, still due for this year, along with another $16.5 million next year. But it looks like the Padres are going to cover more than half of that. And Upton's got a slash line of .256, .304, .439 in 92 games with 16 homers and 45 RBIs. But you know, he's a theft on the base paths, and if there's been a criticism of the Blue Jays is that they rely too much on power and can't manufacture runs. We saw it last year in the playoffs. You got to manufacture runs, so I think this is a great pickup from that standpoint. What do you know about Upton? What do you think that he brings to the team?
Well, I just woke up and enjoyed my morning coffee and heard this, right? So I'm just kind of gathering everything right now, but I like it. To me, it's a little reminiscent of last year's trade deadline when we were all talking about how the Blue Jays need to upgrade their pitching, and all of a sudden we heard Troy Tulowitzki's coming to the Blue Jays. And my first reaction then was, geez, didn't really think about a position player, and I know LaTroy Hawkins came with him, but very similar here. We've been talking about pitching for the Blue Jays, but I think this is a nice addition, and the biggest reason for me, and you touched on it earlier, yes, for this year, but also you're trying to peer into the future as well. Blue Jays have already signed Justin Smoke to come back. Very small piece, but it's just that nice guy to have around. Well, now they know that they have Upton next year as well. You have to guard against the departures, possibly, of Saunders and Bautista and Edwin. There's no question. But I think it's number one for here and for now. This guy makes the team better. And I think the big reason is going to be because of Bautista in right field. John Gibbons said it yesterday. They're going to have to guard him a little bit coming back from that toe injury. He can't play right field every day. He's going to have to DH, so I can see Upton playing the outfield a lot when Jose DHs, Edwin playing first base, and unfortunately for Justin Smoke, he'll be that odd guy out again, but that's just the way it is right now, and that, I think, is going to be where the team is best. It improves their outfield defense, I think, greatly. You know, Michael Saunders has had some struggles out there, no question. Not sure Jose Bautista is the same right fielder as he once was defensively, so it improves a lot of things that way. And then, of course, that team speed is a great one. And I could see Upton maybe being towards the bottom of that lineup, and I think that'd be an ideal spot. And tremendous power, too. He's got a lot of pop in his bat.